This podcast replay is brought to you by Caneswear.com. For all your Canes, Dolphins, and Heat needs, visit them at 2511 South University Drive in Davie. Free shipping with online orders over $99. Go to Caneswear.com at Miami Fanwear. That's the spot where South Florida fans shop. All righty. Welcome back. Hour number two. You know, it's a world of compartmentalizing. You're doing a show, and your wife is having an operation at the same time.
So, oh, wow.
Yeah. My daughter's there, and everything's cool. It was kind of a minor thing, and she's all right and everything.
That's good to hear, man.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. My wife is going through surgery. My lawn is going through surgery right now. So everything's going through surgery because I got cutter's edge over in my place, and they are just slicing up my yard, my front yard, my backyard. They are just upending everything and putting all kinds of stuff. So my house has looked like a war zone the last few months. Now we're finally being able to fix everything up, and it's nice to get it going to the direction so it looks all right. So my wife out of surgery and fine. The field that my property is also right now under surgery from cutter's edge, and everything's going fine too there. So all good. All right, how you feeling, my man, with your Chargers shirt?
I'm doing great. I mean, this is my quarterback, man. I'm a big Justin Herbert fan. He's in my Dynasty Keeper League. He's been my quarterback since his rookie year, and so I got to represent, man. That's my guy.
Well, you'll be happy to know that Andy Behrens and Scott Pianowski from Yahoo Sports will be joining us starting 2 weeks from now, not next week, the week after. And it'll be year-round fantasy every week because it's not just in season, but obviously free agency, the draft, and keeper and dynasty leagues. So people like you will need that kind of information all throughout the year, not just the regular season. So I know that it's hardcore. I've always been a big fantasy guy. So this year we get to add to the platform year-round fantasy. How about that, man?
I love that. Cool. That's great. Yeah. Keep making the show greater and greater, man. Great job.
We're working on it, bro. We're working on it. We're working on all kinds of things. A couple of Kane's elements I'm looking to finalize here. We're like on the half yard line. You know what I'm saying? But unlike Cleveland, Gary, we're going to get it across, and we're not going to get ripped off by the referees. We're going to really
count.
Score. Yes.
It's going to count for six.
Like it should have counted in those days. I was just telling Ira now, you know, because we were talking about LeBron. He goes, well, you know, they had to pay LeBron, and, you know, they got their title 3 years ago, and I started cringing because I'm thinking the Heat was injured 3 years ago. That's why they got their title. And they, you know, these are things that I can never let go, Manny. I can't let go Vinny Testaverde and his five interceptions against Penn State. I can't let go Shaq and Wade getting injured against Detroit, which they could have won the title that year. I can't get, you know, Bam and Adebayo getting injured against the Lakers. You know, these are things that I, you know, Cleveland,
they
Gary.
They stick in your craw, man.
They stick in my craw. Penn State, they stick in my craw. These are things I can never let go, dude.
No, you can't. No, you can't, brother. Well, listen, you know, maybe Mario will turn things around here, and there'll be nothing but good memories going forward here for Miami Hurricanes fans, at least.
Hey, did you hear about the movie The Asylum?
Mm-mm, I have not.
You have not? Really? Mm-mm. Well, on the 20th of this month, The Asylum will take place. They have
The Miami High movie, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, now you got me. Yeah, yes. I was thinking to myself, wait a minute, this is something we're talking Canes football. How does that have to do with The Asylum? But now I put two and two together.
I'm talking to a Miami guy, Ming. You know,
that's right,
I talk
right,
Miami.
Yeah.
I say asylum.
Absolutely.
Asylum. Yes. There's only one asylum, Ming.
That's true.
Okay.
That's true.
I told him to tell him that you were in sanitation, not in a. All right. All right. Anyway, so yeah, The Asylum, man. I'm looking forward to that. I'm going to see that. I'm going to have Mr. Gutierrez on next week. I'm going to try and set up an interview with him. Yeah, definitely. No, I got to support, man. Are you kidding me? Frank used to let me into his halftime locker room rip jobs. You know,
those were the greatest, man. Those were the greatest. He still is one of my all time favorite coaches in the city, man. There's no question.
Yeah. He was fun to watch over at Miami High. And obviously I went to so many games as from a child on that, you know, I was, I lived in Little Havana, just a couple blocks away. My best friend across the street, his sister would have all those rush parties at her house. So, so we would, you know, we were like 8, 10, 12 years old and those rush parties were going on and all those hot high school chicks were coming over. So we were just hanging out, just checking out all the high school chicks coming over. You know what I mean? It was, it was fun. It was fun back in those days. And Miami High was obviously from before Shakey, from Schaefer to Shakey and then Martin. That was a hell of a run for Miami High. They were always great in basketball. Why isn't it that they're not great anymore? What is it about it that...
You know, I just think there's been so many... Like Booker T reopened, right? Booker T Washington reopened as a high school. And I think a lot of kids have gone there. Kids have been going to Jackson. You know, a lot of private school movement. And I think just, you know, when Miami High was great like that, it was just a well-oiled machine. Like it just kept replenishing itself every single year. You stop that momentum, it's hard to get regenerated. And
so what you're saying is they're not recruiting anymore. Okay, I got you.
That too. Yeah, that too. That too. By the way, I got a cane scoop for you if you want. I haven't even run the story yet. I got it ready to go.
Let's go. Let's fire the scoopage right now.
I saved it for your show, buddy.
Let's go.
So Don Chaney Jr., our favorite running back from Miami Belen Jesuit, was hurt yesterday in practice.
Ooh.
And it's not the same knee that he tore up, the ACL, but I know that he's going to be out some time. And so basically Miami is now down to 3 scholarship running backs, most likely for the opener against Bethune-Cookman.
Wow. What's do you know what the injury was? You said knee, you said?
I think it's it's not the knee. It's not the same ACL he tore last year. I know that.
Okay.
It's another injury.
Right? Okay.
So when people go to get credit for breaking the story, you can just play my tape right here and you can say Manny Navarro told us first.
Okay. All right. Repeat it again. Say it again. Who got injured?
Don Chaney Jr., running back.
Okay.
Miami Hurricanes, third year. Poor kid, missed 10 games last year, tore his ACL last year. Not the same ACL tear this time around. But, you know, he'll be out for a little bit of time. We'll see if Mario addresses it here or not. I got a story ready to run. Whether he says it or not, I might actually try to keep it secret and see if anybody else jumps onto it.
Okay.
And see if, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, no, guys, I doubt anybody's going to be listening and then tweeting out, "Hey, Manny just said," and so yeah, no, I doubt that's going to happen. There's over 200 people watching right now, so yeah.
Nobody will notice.
Nobody will notice. So I would imagine that people. Hey, 219 right now. Keep it a secret. Don't tell nobody.
Just between us.
There you go. A little bit. All right. What else is going on the recruiting side? Anything going on? Buzz?
Yeah, I went to a jamboree last night at Cardinal Gibbons High School in Fort Lauderdale. Cardinal Gibbons is defending state champion, and they had Palmetto there, Miami Palmetto, which has 2 Miami commitments, the Washington twin brothers. And they played in that, and so did Hollywood Chaminade, who's probably the best team in the state this year. I mean, that team is just loaded with 5-star kids left and right. But they're more underclassmen. But anyway, the Washington twins are Miami commitments. And there was a report recently, our friend Gabby Urrutia, the 247 Sports, reported that they were planning on taking a trip to Louisville. Basically, Mario heard about that and instantly gave it the poo-poo and called the kids. And now they're not going to Louisville anymore. So that was the scoop I got last night being over at the high school game.
Okay. All right.
So there you go.
Okay. All right.
that's your recruiting update. Remember, no visits until September. So a lot of kids aren't around right now.
Yeah, but I always ask because I don't know about transferring and buzz and this and that.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So I always ask because, you know, it's just one of those things that it just, you know. All right. So anything else you take away outside of the injury from Don Chaney Jr.? Anything else? Any other developments should know about?
Well, what I would just say is that the defensive line, you know, I've had long conversations with multiple people who've been out here for full access. You know, us media, we have to leave when it gets good. But the people who have been around have told me the 2 main storylines are, 1, too many drops with the receivers, and 2, the defensive line is so much better. The depth is just ridiculous. Those 5 transfers, the freshmen that they added, it could be one of the best defensive lines in the conference this year. And after losing, you know, Jalen Phillips and Gregory Rousseau, it felt like those guys took a little bit of a step back last year. I think this year it's a big step forward, and I think that's really going to be the strength of the team on the defensive side of the ball.
Okay. All right. Zion, what's the updates?
He's back out here doing stuff. He's just not practicing yet. You know, I mean, they're going to bring him along slowly, and I've said that I think ultimately, you know, we're going to get to a point here where he will get on the field and start practicing, but it's just not there yet. And, you know, the biggest thing is to get him ready for September 17th, I think, at Texas A&M. You can get by those first two games without him. And it'll probably be a good experience for those other offensive linemen.
All right. What are you working on the Athletic so folks can check you out, my friend?
We have a big ACC roundtable that'll be coming out tomorrow where we tackle a lot of different subjects. Myself, Andy Bitter, who's our Virginia Tech writer, Grace Rayner, who covers Clemson for us, and Matt Fortuna, who's one of our national writers, main guys on the one of the main guys on the Notre Dame beat, but he does a ton of ACC stuff. So the four of us kind of sat there and broke down what to expect this season with the ACC. So there's that. There'll be the news that I told you guys about a little while ago. And, you know, some features. I've been working on stuff as well, you know, breaking down the conference, a lot of ACC talk, because I feel like we get too centered on Miami here sometimes. You know, there's a whole other league to talk about to see how everybody else is doing in the competition, right? They have those other teams have injuries too. They have other developments in cap, so there'll be some more ACC coverage. But, you know, same old, man. Just more stuff for you to read at The Athletic.
How about Wide Right Podcast? What's the latest there? When's the next one that drops?
Roddy Jones from ESPN will be joining me to do a piece either today or Monday. We're trying to work out the details because both of us are busy people, but we're going to get there at some point here, hopefully soon.
All right. Excellent stuff. Follow him on Twitter at @Manny_Navarro and subscribe over to The Athletic and support him there and support him here also every week, twice a week with our Canes Wear Miami Hurricanes report. Manny, as always, thank you, my brother. We will talk over next week. All right.
Yep. Looking forward to it, brother. Take care.
You got it. All right. Don't forget, go to 2511 South University Drive in Davie. They got anything and everything with the Canes logo on it. It is just an absolutely heavenly place. That is Caneswear. And tell all the great people, Brett, Jeff, anybody that you see out there, tell them that we sent you, that the Big O Show sent you. They'll take care of you. And if you order online, if you live anywhere else and you want to order Dolphins and Heat and Marlins and Inter Miami gear and, of course, tons of UM gear, over $99, free shipping, caneswear.com.
If you're a Miami sports fan, then there's only one store to go to, and that's Caneswear at Miami Fanwear in Davie. They're your one-stop shop for all your inner Miami CF, Canes, Dolphins, Panthers, and Marlins merchandise. They have hats, t-shirts, game day jerseys, and so much more. Located at 2511 South University Drive in Davie and open 24/7 online at caneswear.com or innermiamiwear.com. Call them at 954-835-5597. Caneswear, the spot where inner Miami and all Miami sports fans shop.
All right. Let's see. Big O, what about the Canes loss to Ohio State on the worst? Yeah, that too. I'm not going to recover from that. It's hard to, if you're a fan and you love the teams like I do, I'm born and raised in South Florida, and all I know is our teams. And that's all I love. And, you know, that's what I've grown up with. And I grew up as a Dolphins fan and a Canes fan. And then I inherited the Strikers because they came to town. And then everything else that came to town. And so I live, eat, and breathe South Florida sports. Okay? And for me, that's all I ever want to see win. I want to see our local teams win. I'll tell you when they're bad. I'll tell you when they screw up. I'm not going to shy away from that. I've always said, if you're a blind-ass fan, this might not be the show for you, because I'm going to be honest. I may love the team. That doesn't mean I'm not going to tell you. I love the Marlins, but it's not going to stop me from telling you, hey, man, I don't think Bruce Sherman has shown us any kind of commitment yet to winning. Sorry. You know what I mean? But it hurts when that kind of stuff happens, when the referees screw up that UM call, when Jimmy Johnson screws up the Penn State game. It hurts, dude. It hurts when the referees don't get Cleveland Gary's, you know, clear touchdown over the end zone. It hurts. Hell yeah, that hurts. For sure. Bam and Adebayo injured in the finals and gives the Lakers the ultimate break. Goddamn right that hurts. Shaq and Wade get injured in a moment where Shaq was, that was his first year that he was with the Heat, and he was playing out of his mind. It was some of the best basketball he had played in years because he got fat and lazy the last few years in Lakerland, and he was on a mission, dude. They would have beaten the Pistons, and they would have beaten the Spurs, I believe. Yeah, so there are those moments that our local teams have been right there on the brink, and, you know, whatever happened to them, it just pisses me off that, you know, yeah. So it's the stuff that you never, ever recover from. If you're a real fan, you know, if you really love the teams and all that kind of stuff, it's always going to bother you. We got to live with it. We got to deal with it. We, you know, but forgetting about it and just saying, it's no big, no, dude, I'm sorry. That's never going to happen with me. No. No, it's always going to be a problem. Always going to be a problem. The Assault says UD does nothing for the Heat. He needs to retire and open a roster spot for someone who can play. If he wants to coach, the Heat will make him a coaching assistant. You know, Assault, I'm with you in philosophy that it's not that big a deal anymore, but it is to a certain extent. And I'll tell you why, and I've said this over and over again. I don't think Spo is a rah-rah coach. I think Spo is an intellectual coach. He's a super smart guy that knows how to put you in positions to win. And he's not really, yeah, he'll rip you a new ass, obviously, but he's not the guy that is going to be trying to motivate you on a consistent basis and try to reach you mentally in places like Riley used to do. Jimmy Johnson could do those kind of things. He's not really that kind of guy. He's more of a cerebral coach. And so he doesn't really police the locker room that way. So I think he uses UD for that, for the inspirational stuff, for the get-in-your-face stuff all the time, for kind of keeping young guys in check. And I think that's why they also keep him around, because he can still play in the practice court with them. He can still show them fundamentally how to do things. He can still set the example that it takes to be committed, to be a winner and a pro. He can set all of those examples for them, because look at his age and look at the shape he's in. He always maintains the professionalism is always there with him, you know, and being a player. And so I think that's what his usage is. How many teams have a 15th player on the roster that, oh my God, he's an amazing player? Brother, they don't even have the 11th or 12th player that's desirable, most teams. So I don't think, you know, if the Heat were 15 legitimately or 14 legitimately deep and they let go of somebody that was, oh my God, he went on to go have some success somewhere else and you could have kept him instead of UD, then I'd go with it. But it hasn't happened yet. It hasn't happened that they, oh my God, they got to have this roster spot because you can't miss on this talent and you got to keep him on the roster. That hasn't been the case. So I think it's more about him being the policeman. I am with you philosophically. I don't think he helps the Heat out at all anymore on the basketball court. But I think he helps him out probably in the locker room and policing it and those kind of things. And doing some of the things that maybe Spo doesn't do or doesn't excel at. You know what I'm saying? So that will be my, that is my suggestion to you, Assault. Andy and Scott are back for fantasy seasons. Yes. Yes, they are. Yes, they are. A sanitarium, not a sanitation, man. Big O, what about the Canes? Oh, I got that already. Eddie Lepp says, lips sealed. Carlos Cigar, Alonzo Mourning's kidney issue caused a championship run. Yep. Yep. Now, Jordan was there and all that, so you don't know if they were going to win it or anything, but yeah, definitely caused a problem. The Lakers can't afford to live in the moment and sacrifice the future. Owners make their living from the team. They are rich as the owners who have teams as a hobby. Well, the Lakers can only afford to live in the moment because they're old. So they can only live in the moment, actually. There is no future for the Lakers. Jose Villarreal says, thank you, Big O, for all the hard work you do. Shout out from South Texas. Only show putting in work and keeping us informed. Fins up. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Agradecido, hermano. Muy agradecido, hermano. Thank you, Jose. And Sean, too, by the way. I can't do this without Sean. So make sure Sean is always in the sentence because he's always in the mix. Troy says, oh, that Monday night against the Jets around 2001 when Vinny brought them back still bothers me. Yeah, but that wasn't anything. The was it the Monday Night Miracle or the Miracle in the Meadowlands, right? Miracle in the Meadowlands. But those games, you know, those seasons weren't going to mean anything to either team. So I'm talking about these games that I'm talking about, they were championship moments. And it's like there could have been more hardware on this side of South Florida. And that's what bothers me big time. Johnny Rotten is in the house. He says, good morning, oh, North Carolina here. Thompson looks good. We aren't going to let him go, are we? Thoughts? We should have kept Sinette. Hope we learned our lesson. That's exactly what I said already. I think they learned their lesson from Sinette, and I think they will keep this one, and they will keep him on the 53. He will not go to the practice squad. They will take him. So Braden Yarama says, Finns talk happened yet? Well, Finns talk happens all the time. We've had some Finns talk, yes, in the first hour and 23 minutes. UD is the new Zoe. Oh, has always bothered me about the Little League World Series. No, I don't watch it, but it isn't rigged to always have a U.S. team in the final game. P.S., I hope some roided up dad doesn't beat me up now. Dougie Fresh, I got to tell you something. I can't stand the Little League World Series. I find it annoying as hell. Okay? I think it only matters if you actually have a kid in it. Outside of that, I have no interest in watching a bunch of kids play baseball. Zero. Okay? I would have to be a father. That would be the only way I would be interested in it. I have zero interest in watching it. I don't care who gets there. I don't care who wins. I don't care about any of that. I find it boring as hell. I have zero interest in that. Zero. Okay? It's just, to me, the Little League World Series is just an absolute waste of time. I'm not impressed by anything of that. You only should be impressed if you're a dad or a mom watching it. And that's your kid, and that'll be great. But from an outsider's point of view that doesn't have a horse in the race, it's just a bunch of kids playing baseball, and it doesn't mean jack shit to me. Let me just be frank. Can we? Can we be honest? Okay? Little League Baseball, boring as hell. Got no interest in it whatsoever. What, you really tune in?
Yeah, I got money riding on the boys from Puerto Rico. Let's go, 12-year-olds. You got to hit my bank account.
Oh, God. Do they even – I wonder if they really have gambling lines on it.
I have the boys from Puerto Rico.
Oh, God. Once Paolo Banchero becomes great and gets tired of the magic, he will go to the Lakers. Yep, like they do always. What's up, O? What's a big hit from the NFL you'll never forget? For me, Ryan Clark on Wes Welker. That hit Reggie Bush received always comes to mind. Yeah, and Chris Chambers, too. The one in Denver. That was one that will always, you know, yeah. Yeah, some of those hits will stick with you. What was that? Oh, McMahon, yeah. Let's see. Thompson isn't really making the 53, especially with the uncertainty around CB. I can't see this team using a roster spot on a QB. We'll get a single snap all year. Well, the thing is, if you think that QB has a chance to be a backup quarterback the following season, then yeah, you do. because that way, when you lose Teddy, you have a really cheap backup quarterback, which then allows you to go and get a positional player, because a backup quarterback is going to cost you $8, $9, $10, $12 million. So, Andy, it is very important and very smart on the cap side that you develop a backup quarterback. Every position, Andy, on the field, you got to try to find a young guy, because the contract is super cheap the first 4 or 5 years when you grab a young guy, because they can't ask for big money until down the line. So if and I already told you, if you listened to the show long enough, I told you from the day they drafted him, they viewed him as a backup. And they thought that he has the potential to develop into a backup. So if he's already made a lot of progress as it is, they kept Reed Sinnott on the roster with the Eagles. He outplayed Gardner Minshew this week. Just want you to know. I mean, just so, because I know that people out of sight, out of mind, you don't keep up with it, right? But I took the time to go follow what Reed Sinnott did this week, and he actually threw a touchdown, and Minshew didn't. So he outplayed Minshew. Now, I'm not saying he's better than Gardner Minshew, but that's kind of the battle there. So Philadelphia kept him, and now Miami has got a young guy that physically, I like him better than Reed. What I liked about Reed was he was really crafty back there. He had a real good pocket awareness. You know, it was an exceptional pocket awareness. Something that I never saw from Ryan Tannehill in his best day. Any pocket awareness. And so I love that about him. This kid's got some talent, like physical abilities. And I would say if he's showing you enough, what you cannot do, Andy, and I'll explain it over again, what hurt them last year was you can't have Sam Egwuvon on the roster when he only helps you out on special teams and he sucks as a linebacker. You can't have Albert Wilson, who's really not helping out as a wide receiver and does nothing on special teams. Preston Williams, who does nothing for you on special teams and barely plays as a wide receiver. And that's what they had throughout the roster. And they had certain guys taking up roster spots that weren't two-way players. So your final running back, your final cornerback, your final linebackers, those positions, they've got to be two-way players. They've got to be solid as positional players and exceptional as special teamers. That's why Cameron Good, I can already see it, he's going to make the team. Because he can play linebacker, he can rush the passer, and he can play special teams. Something Sam Egwuvon can't do. And they saw that. Flo didn't. Flo kept keeping people on the roster that weren't two-way players. And that was a problem. So you can keep a third quarterback as long as you're responsible with the back end of your positional roster. Crypto took a dump last night. Bought the dip. LOL. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. I already bought the dip this morning. I already talked about it. Love it. It's what it's there for, baby. It's about patience, man. If you're not willing to hold long term, then don't do it. That's all. Don't do it. Any word if starters are playing tomorrow? I think some starters will play, but it's not the rehearsal game. My gut tells me the rehearsal game is next week. Okay? That's what it looks like to me. If they are thinking about cutting Skyler, they will get a reminder about Sinnott when they play him in the last preseason game. Yeah, I don't think they're going to cut Skyler and try to put him on the practice squad. That's just me. I think they keep him this time. Remember, they didn't have control of the 53. McDaniel and his staff have control of the 53 now, not Flo now. I think McDaniel will be smart, and he'll say, yeah, I'm keeping that guy. We're going to work that guy. We're gonna mold it, because you're only keeping Teddy for a year. You know how you guys have no idea that if Skyler can develop over the next year and he can take the responsibilities of being the number two guy, Tua will be going in his fourth year, so he doesn't really need as much the veteran backup as much. He needed the first couple years. He needed now with Teddy. Now after this year, he should be fine moving on, and now you can develop the backup and you can keep him. It's such an advantage if you're able to get there. Now, Skylar hasn't gotten there yet, but damn, man, he is showing us something. He is showing us something, I got to say. RedRecover.com shows us something all the time, baby. Yes, sir, RedRecover.com, it promotes. When we talk about daily recovery and optimize your performance every day in your workouts before and after, Hayden Hurst, first-round pick for the Cincinnati Bengals, he uses Red Recover. My wife uses Red Recover for her knees. Sean Stanley uses it for his knees. Listen, folks, if you have a long-term injury, you are suffering from chronic pain, or how about this, scar tissue. You had some kind of an injury or operation, and you want that scar to heal as soon as possible and to heal as clean as possible. Red light therapy can help that. Not only can it ease the pain, not only can it maybe grow your hair, but it also can help you heal scars, which is amazing. Last week, we had the doc on, and we showed you the before and after with somebody that had a scar from an operation, and the before and after was just amazing how clean and how beautiful that scar was, how it disappeared pretty much with the red light therapy. Red light therapy has been around a long, long time, folks, and it's great for the kids. It's great for your pets, like your dogs, and for humans. Why? There are no side effects. It's all natural. Go to redrecover.com, check out the video blogs, check out the blogs, and of course, use our code BIGO, get 10% off, whether you're looking to grow your hair, whether you're looking to relieve pain, go to redrecover.com. Let's take a break. Give us 2 minutes. Back with more live from the KSDT CPA offices right here in Doral.
When you move, you need a reliable company led by passionate folks, eager to assist its customers during a transitional process that needs to be smooth. Call Essential Moving Experts at 844-368-5750 for all your local and long-distance moving needs. You can rely on Essential Moving Experts. Mention the Big O Show and get $150 off. Family-owned and operated, they offer free 30-day storage, full-service moving, fully licensed, bonded, and insured. Moving was never so easy. EssentialMovingExperts.com. South Florida's premier law enforcement agency is now hiring individuals like you. The Fort Lauderdale Police Department is now accepting applications for non-certified and certified police officer positions. Minimum requirements and qualifications can be found at flpdjobs.com. That's flpdjobs.com. Are you ready? The city of Fort Lauderdale is an equal opportunity employer.
What? Huh? Oh, look.
Hey guys, this is Hayden Hurst, NFL tight end. I'm partnering today with Red Recover. We're going to run you guys through some drills. I started using Red Recover last year, my fourth year in the NFL. It just helps me on Mondays after games, get my recovery process started, get back into the fold of the week, and get ready for the following Sunday. And if you want to recover like me, use Red Recover.
When you need your warehouse looking good while staying efficient, there's only one place to find the finest racks in the business. Pallet Rack City in Hialeah. 305-424-8547. That's 305-424-8547. Pallet Rack City is the company you need when you want your warehouse sporting the finest racks in the business. After all, who doesn't love a great rack? Pallet Rack City. 305-424-8547. That's 305-424-8547. Statements or beliefs expressed on the following program by the host, guests, or callers are not necessarily the opinions of FantasyXS.com, Media Group Inc., ownership, management, sponsors, or website. The viewpoint statements or when it comes comes to South Florida sports teams, very few in the media have witnessed, lived, and covered it like the Big O. Let's start the program dedicated to your favorite South Florida teams with a passion that's unmatched. The Big O Radio Show is on. Here's the Big O.
All right, we are back, baby. Yes, sir. JS 1115 says, Big O, where can I buy one of those Cutter's Edge hats? Yes, they are sweet. I got to say, when William gave me the hat today, because Cutter's Edge is over at my house today, and they are just unearthing my entire yard, front and backyard. As I told you all, we're installing artificial turf in our backyard for our dogs. And so, because it's much better and, you know, everything for the whole process and all that, it's just a fantastic way. And then we're, you know, putting new trees and all kinds of other stuff that they're doing to make the landscaping look nice and pretty. They do an amazing job at Cutter's Edge. And so Will brought the hat, and so my man wants, it is a sharp looking hat. So I don't know if they sell it, you know what I'm saying? But I know that if you become a customer and you ask them for a hat, they probably will give you one. But I'll talk to Will and see if maybe we'll do something. Maybe we'll have a little giveaway. We can give away a hat or two or something like that with Cutter's Edge. We'll do that because it's cool. I'm going to get a KSDT hat also now. Alan Kinkle's going to give me one because I asked him, hey, man, I've got a beautiful polo shirt. I need a hat because, you know, the hat is really what comes out on the air. The shirts don't come out nearly as much because you only see, like, here up. But the hats always come. And see, he's got the shirt on. Now, you can see him there looking all stylish here in this beautiful kitchen. This 3,000-square-foot kitchen, which is amazing. How you doing, my friend? You doing all right?
I'm doing good. All right, so now that I'm under pressure, you'll have a new hat before your broadcast is over.
Okay.
So I will go open my...
I need one for tomorrow. When I'm on tomorrow and Saturday show, I'm doing a special Saturday show tomorrow. In fact, we're going to do two shows tomorrow. We're going to do a really short one midday because we normally don't do Saturday. But because of preseason and stuff, I want to do – and then we're going to do postgame. So the KSDT hat is going to be front and center.
I'm the official director of merchandise.
Yeah, yeah. And that postgame show gets thousands and thousands of views.
I got you a nice one. It's dry fit. It's moisture wicking.
I like it.
I'm going to take care of you.
I like it. Yeah. I like it. It's cool.
So real quick question.
Yes.
So I heard you talking about the synthetic lawn.
Yes.
I've looked into it. But my biggest question, no one's ever...
And this one's made for animals, by the way.
I was about to ask you because... playing on them as an athlete,
yes,
it gets super hot.
Yes.
So what have they done?
Will would have to backfill
because I always worry about it being 20 degrees hotter, you know, because when you play sports on it, the rubber melts on your cleats.
It's not a rubber, it's something else. I forgot what it is that they do, but he explained it to me. And this one is specifically made for animals.
Because I've looked into it for our house, but I didn't. I always worried about it being super hot, and I don't know.
So, yeah.
So tell me how it goes. And
Yeah. I will, in fact, will have Will on, and maybe what I'll do is I'll even send you that segment so you can see him explain it.
My daughter used to play travel soccer, and we would go up to Disney, and the cleats would start melting because the fuel temperature was like 120 degrees.
Yeah.
And they could actually start seeing the melting on the bottom of their shoes and. Because the old field, because of that, that rubber infield, infield.
Yeah, because it's absorbing the heat. Yeah, so. this one is it's like a carpet, and it looks exactly like grass. It has even a little bit of the light brown with the green. You know, it's like it's really cool, but and it's not where you see all that rubber kicking up or any. It has none of that. It's different. It has like some kind of some filtering rocks under it and stuff like that. So yeah, it's actually a really, and it's made for animals.
That's good.
It's exactly specifically for, and since we have so many, that's the one thing that I wanted to do for the backyard. So when they're out there, it's a lot more comfortable for them. I really want to do it. If you have animals,
and then you don't have to cut it.
There's no maintenance. There's zero maintenance.
Come outside with a leaf blower, a vacuum cleaner.
The only thing we do is the only thing we do is we'll scoop up the turds.
You can probably hose it down into.
No. You're better off. We do it at home, even with grass. We don't allow it to sit there because we have five dogs. So they run around chasing each other. So if you leave turds all over the place, the idiots are going to step all over it and fall on it or whatever. Because it's five dogs. You can't control five dogs. So we have the scooper, and the second that they dump, we go boom, we go pick it up and put it in a little pot.
There you go.
And then what you for this, what he suggests is that after you pick it up, you just rinse and then let the rest fall through and filter out.
The
brilliance, by the way, of it is, they're going to make it angled this way so everything flows into the plants. So when you water or when it rains, everything goes into the plants. So it's really irrigating and everything is, you know, they engineer it in a way where it also benefits the plants too.
So a possible business idea is to combine the Roomba with like a kitty litter and have it go in the backyard. The biggest, you know, we get a Roomba with a kitty litter.
Right.
And then it just goes in. That would be business. Work on that. That would be a business idea.
Yes.
For backyard cleanup.
Yes. But
so you heard it here first. I'm going to patent that and we'll work on that.
Yeah. No more dirt tracking. Yes. That's the other thing. My maiden, my girl, when she takes a dump, she then and she's kicking everything up with the artificial turf. They don't do it anymore.
Okay.
They don't, because Will has it. The owner has it for his dogs. And he goes, the second they feel it, they go, oh, this is not, oh, okay. They don't do it anymore. Yeah. So it's, I'm looking forward to that also, because she won't be doing it. Because, man, she can dig in and just rip up the grass and there's dirt flying all over the place. Because I don't cut her nails. She's got like talons.
Yeah.
It's a dog to protect. Why the hell am I going to cut her nails? You know, if somebody comes in the house, you're going to feel those nails, bro. The way I look at it.
I mean, hopefully she would bite instead of scratch.
Oh, she's gonna do. She's gonna do both.
There you go.
She's gonna do both.
And you don't want your dog to.
No.
Snap she's at somebody.
Oh, she's gonna bite. She's gonna bite, but then those claws are also gonna get you too.
Yeah, people come to our house and they're like, "Does your dog bite?" And I go, come in at 2 o'clock in the morning. We'll find out.
Yeah, exactly. Of course, my dog bites. Why would I get him?
He's an animal. Of course, he's gonna bite. If you're active aggressive towards him.
Yeah.
Yeah. 2 o'clock in the morning, anybody bites.
Yeah. Does your dog bite? Not me, but you. Yeah. You know.
I have an 80-pound German Shepherd. Let's not risk that.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. I'm with you there, man. Yeah. All right. So, you pumped up for the Dolphins? I mean, are you as excited as we are about Tua?
I am. It's one of those, but it's early. It's early. It's August. You always get excited, and then sometimes you have that. Is it going to be our year? Is it not going to be our year? But it's one of those. I love the fact that he has a receiver core to throw to, make some things happen, move it around. But you know, it's exciting. But you know, it's every year you get heartbreak. So we hope it's the right year for that. And you got to just throw your support behind him and see what he can do. So.
I'm a fan of the kid. I believe in the kid. I just think everything around him has been terrible. And
you gotta give him opportunity.
I think I can compare it to KSDT.
Yeah.
You guys have success and you got another office now in West Palm because you do everything right.
Yeah.
Because you surround your employees with all the things they need in order to succeed.
It's the team.
You have a vibe that you create and you support people and you create a family-like atmosphere here. And if you know, I just saw an interview I talked about yesterday, Hollywood Brown. He was with the Ravens the last couple of years, but because their offense is a running offense and he's a receiver, he was like, man, they didn't need me.
Right.
I didn't feel part of it. You know what I mean? And Tua wasn't a part of Flo's plans. And he knew that he wasn't supporting him.
Yeah.
So how would any of your employees, any of your employees perform if you're not supporting them?
But I mean, anything in life,
it's crazy, right?
Whether it's sports, it's military, it's whatever, the team has to have chemistry.
Yeah.
And somebody could be a top performer, but they're in the wrong place, the wrong location. So we always kind of have this, are we right fitting the program? And then every time we expand, every time we grow, we kind of take a step back and say, can someone be more utilized on a different team? Someone might have started here 2 years ago and they worked with a certain group, but we grew, the clients changed, we got new, and we right fitted it. And I think in sports, kind of the throwback, sometimes you could have someone on paper, pedigree, beautiful, comes out the top, but they don't have the right utilities around them. They're not using, if they're a running quarterback, you didn't leverage it properly. You didn't give them the receiver core, or you didn't block for them. You know, if I could sit back there for 2 minutes and make a decision, you make a lot better decisions than if you got sacked in 1.38 seconds, you know? So, I mean, you got to make sure that, and that analogy makes sense, because why do people get fired, but then are they successful somewhere else?
Right.
Like a coach.
Exactly. You're
like, well, if they're so bad, why are they not out of the league? No, they didn't have the right system. Right. So back to kind of our office, we're constantly assessing, do we have the right people in the right place? And we'll move people around and we'll realign them and we'll promote somebody and then we'll put a group of people around them and say, based upon what we're doing, this we feel at this time this is the right group. Then 6 months later, maybe we move some people around. We're always kind of right person in the right place.
Jean-Léon Pierre, I think was the name of the offensive line coach last year for the Dolphins. He took the job because, hell, if you offer me the job of president CEO for IBM, yeah, I'm going to take it. I don't know jack shit about it, but you're going to pay me like a CEO. I'll learn on the job, and while I'm getting
the good thing
$10 million a year, right?
The resume is former CEO of that.
Right, exactly.
Take it till you make it, you know.
You know, so you're going to take that job, and he took that job, and he was unprepared for that job.
Right.
It's not his fault. It was the fault of the person that hired him that they could not get somebody that was qualified enough, so they had to settle for somebody that wasn't qualified enough. They were just hoping that they could do the job. He comes back this year after that the coaching staff got fired, and the new coach hired him, but as the fourth guy, right. Kind of a almost mentor, like an intern,
like a
type
mentor program. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah. He's there to learn a new blocking system, a new. So he's kind of like starting all over again.
Right.
It's where he should have been because he had never coached his own offensive line in the NFL. First, you have to have success at another level before you get to the NFL.
Right.
So you see what I'm saying? They found the right place for him was not the lead guy, was the fourth guy.
But the more important thing is he will be the lead guy.
Right.
In a couple years.
Exactly.
And you got to put people above him that he can learn from, you know. But sometimes people get...
To me, that was the positive,
right?
Because they looked at him and said, you're a good man, you're a good worker.
And you will be our leader.
And you could be a guy.
3 more years, 5 more years.
But you're not ready for it. Right. But we want you on the team. We want you because we think you bring qualities.
Absolutely.
That we like, and we can then mold those qualities and get you climbing. Because he also knows McDaniel's very smart, which I'm sure you guys have to do this too. You know you have somebody very talented. So eventually you know that person is going to get a better job somewhere and you're going to lose them. Well, you better start grooming the people that might replace them down
right,
the line.
Right.
And I think that that's what they're trying to do.
We kind of do a couple things here. Everybody that comes in the door, we kind of do a character assessment. And we say, do they have the tools? Maybe not now, but their skill versus will, right? Do they have everything? Maybe they don't have the pedigree, you know, they didn't know all the top schools and everything like that. But sometimes people's character is so much more important because we can teach them everything else they need to know. So we always look and say, will this person have the possibility of being a partner, a leader, things like that? And then we start training them from day one. Like we just had a bunch of folks that got promoted over the summer, and we had like 24 people get promoted, which is a nice class of new leaders and managers. And the very next morning, we had a breakfast for them. I started teaching them a class on next generation. Okay, now that you've made it to this level, we need to start talking about two levels above you, because I need you to start today thinking about, you can't wait 2 years to start thinking these strategic. So we're already instilling, you're not at that level yet, but if you start walking and talking and thinking and acting today, it takes time, and eventually it'll become natural to you.
Right.
And then in 2 years, when there's an opportunity to go to the next level, or 4 years, there's no, oh, I have to now go get all the skills. No, you've been groomed over the last 2 or 3 years. Maybe you didn't know, But we were doing exactly that same thing where you're sitting behind people that have already been there and they're saying, we need you to do this. So we had a program called Next Generation, Next Gen Leaders. And we were talking kind of these real high level, you know, emotional intelligence, multi-generational communication, like these real, you know, things that you learn like in psychology and unrelated, had nothing to do with accounting. It was, how do I be an emotionally intelligent leader? How do I understand this next generation? How do I communicate, coach, mentor, and things like that? And we talk about that all the time. You may be off the charts with your accounting skills, but if you can't lead a group of people and if you can't talk to them and you can't engage them, those are the things that we can teach you the accounting skills all day long, but sometimes people need that little push on emotional intelligence, communication. We have 5 generations in this office. 5.
Wow.
We have 2 18-year-old interns and we have 2 81-year-olds.
Wow.
They love it. We can't get them to leave. Right. you know, one of them is Jeff's dad. One of them is Jeff's dad. He loves it. And we were like, why are you here kidding around with him? And he goes, he kind of made us cry one day. We're like, why are you here? And he's like, one, I love what I do. And he goes, and I get to see my boys every day because both his sons work here.
Okay.
So we're like, okay, make us cry. But, you know, but he shows up every day at 6:30, but he just loves what he's doing. And so we have 2. So imagine the communication gap between an 18 and an 81.
Five
generations.
Quite right? A bit.
So we
quite
spend a lot of time on how to communicate cross, you know, generation. If you're, you know, a baby boomer, how do you talk to a millennial? How do you talk? And it's all got to be inclusive and encouraging, but you got to get stuff done too.
I'm with you.
So we always kind of, we always, day one when they start working here, we start talking about putting things in context. Like, you know, that 81-year-old has 60 years of knowledge, right? They may not know how to TikTok, but they know accounting, right?
Right.
So we can learn stuff from them, right?
Right.
And then how do we mentor those two together where you kind of give them a little technology and they'll give you a little bit of street knowledge on how to deal with clients and because they've seen everything.
I'm with you.
Right? So we kind of blend people together. We kind of have like a little buddy system here. It's kind of unorthodox, but it really works.
Alan Kinkle from KSDT CPAs. By the way, we got 3 offices. I think I said Dadeland, or I said Doral before. It's Dadeland.
Dadeland,
Weston, and West Palm Beach now. And listen, it's not just about accounting. Of course, they can do that for your business and, of course, for your personal. But tell us a little bit more about all the other things at KSDT that maybe people won't realize and they may need these kind of services right away.
No, absolutely. So we're a full service accounting firm. We've talked about this before. That means a lot of things to a lot of people. So it's really, if you're a business owner, if you're residential, we can help people from startups get incorporated, help them grow, help them supply chain, all the way to the point of selling their business. And then when they sell their business, then they have estate planning issues and wealth management, and they need to get valued on the business to sell it. They have international problems. So we kind of cover the whole spectrum. If you're a business owner, there's a niche that we probably have. There's an expert that can kind of walk you through the intricacies of international or, you know, selling your business, getting it valued, or estate planning, or everything in between. Startup, how do we help you grow? How do we help you run the numbers? And, you know, a lot of times people start businesses and they're an expert at whatever it is, building a boat, let's just say. They have no idea how to run a back office. They have no idea about payroll. They have no idea. And your expertise is building that boat.
Right, exactly.
So sometimes you got to go out and get the experts in marketing. And, you know, a lot of times we always tell people, we kind of have a little phrase, follow your dreams, we'll handle the rest. You know, go do what you do.
Right.
Make those cakes. But then let somebody, you know, handle the back office, handle the accounting, the finance, the funding, the loans, the
making sure. So they can help you with your business. You never know.
You focus on your expertise and then we'll focus on our expertise.
They do it all. Forensic accounting, business valuation, management advisory services, healthcare advisory, property management, wealth management, valuation, tax. They do it all. Assurances, you name it. All you got to do is dial it, 305-670-3370. That's 305-670-3370 for KSDT CPA offices in Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach counties. Alan, thank you, my brother.
Thank you.
And we look forward to our hats. Because you got to get Sean one too.
See that? You see the pressure? You see that? The clock's on me already.
The idea. We got to put pressure on you. Pressure's on Tua. Pressure's on you, bro.
All right. I'll go get hats.
Okay.
All right, guys.
Thank you, Alan. Much. Appreciate you.
All right.
All right. Good stuff as always here at KSDT CPAs. Don't forget, folks, you can always reach out to us on the Welt and Realm text line at 855-912-1056. That's 855-912-1056. If you want to get in, John Padilla says, 4 days in my new job, already sneaking in some Big O show. I like it, John. You're a corporate time-stealing weasel, as the great Jim Mandich would call you. All right? We always keep Jim Mandich's, you know, spirit alive here on this program. So we love all of our corporate time-stealing weasels out there. Let's see. He says, I would totally use them if I had a lawn. JS. Big O, thoughts on the Manti Te'o docu? I know you talked about it before. Is it some serious disturbing stuff? Is it poor Manti? I have not seen it yet. I just mentioned that it was going to happen, but I have not watched it myself yet. You watched it? Was it good? Well, give us the scoopage. Was it any good?
It was weird because, again, I remember the whole, I guess the saga and everything that went through.
Yeah, I was doing radio. We were making fun of it.
Yeah, but you don't realize like how long it actually was going on and the intricacies of the person that was running this and what they were doing. And then also, you know, I mean, I don't know if you call it naive, but it was the way he was raised. Like, he didn't question everything. Even the parents, and I don't want to spoil the whole thing, but they interview Manti's parents. Like, the person that was running the intricacies were talking to his parents as well. It wasn't like this was just
Manti Te'o.
There you go. It wasn't just like this was just something that was, they were talking to his parents, the family. Like,
so this person went all the way through and rigging this whole thing.
Yeah, and they created their own family. Wow. To the point to where they used I think it was a niece. She used the niece to talk to Manti to keep it going. Wow. And then they went to a game. Oh.
Oh, he sent the niece?
The little niece went with what he thought was her cousin because she was, I can't remember at this time if she had already passed away or if she was injured in a car accident.
And so she sent the niece?
No, she, the person, you have to watch the whole story, but the person that was
playing the game,
brought the little niece and gave a bear, because she liked Build-A-Bear, to Manti at a game. And there's video evidence of the person, somebody shooting something, where you see Manti, you know, hugging the person. Like, there was...
This is like catfish, like...
Oh, my goodness, man. It was like...
Big, fat-ass catfish.
There was a lot of things involved to where you're like, light bulbs probably should have went off. But when you see how he was, and then also there were people on the Notre Dame team that only saw their girlfriends twice in a year because the way the schedule was. Wow. So it wasn't really as far-fetched. Like, for me, I would be like,
yeah.
And the funny thing about it was the term catfish never came up through all of this, by the way, till the very end.
Wow.
But the story itself, unbelievable. Unbelievable.
I guess I'll watch it. I'll watch it this weekend. I'll watch it with my wife. What the hell? She'll be laid up recovering anyways the entire weekend, recovering from surgery.
Yeah.
So,
but, I mean, it was a very intricate plan. Like, it's...
Yeah. Carlos says, I saw it last night. I always felt bad for him. It made me want to punch the guy who did this to him in the face. I hope Te'o gets a badass job offer from this. Yeah, there they are, the bots. They're back. Oh, so wait a minute. So what happened? You had him blocked?
You put the words in that you can block. So I had like nude, but then what they did was they put nude dash HD or XYZ. So So then you get that one, but now they put a period at the end of it.
They don't stop, dude. The bots don't stop. Always. Damn. What are you going to do? Oh, well. All right, 855-912-1056. That's 855-912-1056. Let's get ready for hour number three. Craig Mish, by the way, will join us here in hour number three at 12:15.
Oh, can I say one more thing real quick?
Yeah, of course.
No, because Tony Zagaz, I don't know if he's trying to
Did they interview Manti's fake girlfriend?
The whole story is about that person.
Right.
It's the catfishing
person that supposedly act like his girlfriend.
Yes. And I don't know if you're trying to be funny with the fake girlfriend part of it or whatever, but the whole story is about that person.
I mean, we killed that Manti Te'o kid on radio. We just had fun with that for months. That was just fun. Because it's just hard to believe that you're that naive that you would get that, you know, catfished. It's like weird, you know? It's like when you're at the strip club, right? And you're hanging out with your buddy and you're watching the games or whatever you're doing. And then your buddy starts talking with this stripper, right? And then you want to leave, but he turns to you and he says, "I think she really likes me." And you're like, "No, dude, no, she doesn't like you. She wants champagne. She wants money from you. She wants extra dances from you. She doesn't like you, bro. She wants to like your wallet, bro. You know what I mean?" It's kind of like that. You know, it's like you're that naive that you walk into a strip club and you think the stripper actually likes you. No, the stripper doesn't like you.
She touched my hand.
Yeah.
She rubbed my shoulder.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think we've all had that friend, right? And that's the naivete that goes with it. But like you never see the person. That's kind of... I still have to see that whole story. God. Yeah. Yeah, no, it's interesting. How long is it, by the way? It's 2 hours. 2 hours? Okay. All right. Not bad. I'll check it out. Maybe tonight. You know what? I never saw the Jeter one. Yeah, maybe I'll do that too this weekend. I got a couple things I can watch now. The Jeter and that. There was something else I wanted to watch. Forgot what it was, but there's one more thing that was airing in the last couple days or week. That's right. I have the Ronnie James Dio movie coming out. So I don't know if it's out this weekend or next week or something like that, but that's another thing that I'd like to track down too on top of all of that. Let's see. Any of us would have fallen for that in 2012 if we were 18 at the time? Nah, Carlos, I'm sorry, bro. I got to meet you, man. Yeah, no, that long distance stuff, that don't go with me, bro. I gotta see some skin. Yeah. No. I didn't even go with pen pals, my brother. And I'm old. That's old. When we talk about pen pals, I didn't even care about pen pals. People tell, "Oh, well, it's a friend somewhere." I was like, "Who the hell is it? You have no idea." No, I'm not interested in that. I need to see the person. If I'm going to have a relationship with somebody, I need to see them, touch them. You know what I'm saying? No. Even 18, I wouldn't have fallen for that. There's no way. I can have one conversation with you or two and say, "Hey, how you doing this, that?" But there's got to be a meet right after. If there's no meet, then the conversations end. You know, I don't continue the conversation. So that's where the only way I continue a conversation like that with somebody is if I already knew who they were, met them, had some kind of, but they had to go away. And then we stayed in contact for a long time like that. But that's because I already had, you know, initial contact with the person. So I know it's real. I know it's tangible. So I'm sorry. Don't believe, at least for me, I would not have fallen for that. Not the way I am, no. Oh, I saw some video on Kinley's play against the Bucks. Dude seems to be moving better. Any chance he makes the team? I think he's got a chance now to make the team as a backup for sure. The way he moved, that was what we were concerned about with Solomon Kinley, that he was overweight and you need to be more mobile to be in this offense, to play on this line. Well, he showed mobility. No doubt about that.
And the one play when Gaskin got the 20-yard run, the Bucs did the stunt back inside, and he overran it at first and was able to crack back down and actually was what made that lane. So you could see that they're playing faster. It just seems, yes. Feels like they're playing so much faster and more comfortable. Like yeah, okay, I made a mistake, but I got back to fix the mistake.
You know? Because you have – remember – this is what happened last year, okay? This is why everything was a disaster, and we talked about it all the time, okay? Last year, you had a quarterback's coach that had never been a quarterback's coach in the NFL. You had offensive coordinators that really were never offensive coordinators in the NFL. You had an offensive line coach that was really never an offensive line coach in the NFL. So how in the hell are you supposed to have success? So now what happens, Sean? What comes in? Darrell Bevell. He's done it forever. He knows what the hell he's doing. Mike McDaniel. He's done it forever. Frank. He knows what he's doing. Matt Applebaum has been coaching offensive line. Everybody comes in. There's a philosophy set. There's a game plan already. They know exactly what to do. The guy that took over has already built offensive lines and offenses on seven now different teams. So there, you now have a whole bunch of people. You know, it's like having Pepe do your taxes, and then you say, well, wait a minute, bro, I'm going to call KSDT. Let the professionals take over. You know what I'm saying? It's like me trying to, I'm going to start doing some gardening. Nah, let me call Cutter's Edge. They're going to do irrigation. They're going to set everything up, trees, everything, you know, all that stuff, lights, you name it. Boom, we're set. I could never do any of that. That's the difference this year. You had people coming in that had no idea what they were doing. They had no idea, no concept on how to build everything. Now you have people that are coming in that know exactly what they want, exactly what they need to do, and they know exactly what kind of players they need. And Mike McDaniel's been through it so much, he can assess what one player can do and one can't do in his offense because he's done it so many times. That's the difference. You have people that know what they're doing. You can get Pepe to do your taxes, or you can get KSDT CPAs to do your taxes. It's pretty simple. There we go. There we go.
And also, I think Armstead and Williams have been, you know, at least a solid force there inside the offensive line because of the veteran leadership that they provide as well for these guys, because they didn't have that last year.
Look at that. Allen came through already. I like it. There we go. KSDT CPAs. Guess what I'm going to be sporting tomorrow on the show? Yeah. How about that? Sharp looking hat. I like it. I like it. I like it. What's that? Yeah. It is 12:09. I was going to take the break to go for hour number three. Well, guess what? Hour number three is next.